Acts chapter 4, and being let go, they went, verse 23, to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God which made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. The 31st verse says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spake the word of God with boldness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Leviticus chapter 23. Amen. Leviticus chapter 23. Amen. And there's three feasts mentioned in Leviticus chapter 23. The first one is the Passover. Amen. The second one is 50 days after the Passover, which is Pentecost. The last one is the Feast of Tabernacles. Amen. In the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered the fruit of the land, verse 39, you shall keep a feast of the Lord 7 days, and the first day shall be a Sabbath, and the eighth shall be a Sabbath. And ye shall take unto you the first days boughs of goodly trees and branches of palm trees and boughs of thick trees and willows of the brook. And ye shall rejoice before the Lord your God 7 days. And ye shall keep a feast unto the Lord 7 days in the year. It shall be a statute forever in your generations. And ye shall dwell in booths 7 days. All that are Israelites born shall dwell in booths. Amen. Praise God. The 15th of October was to be the third and last feast of the year. Amen. The first feast was the feast of the Passover. Amen. God had Israel all gathered together in the springtime, in the first harvest, the first fruits of the land, amen, which corresponds to our Easter time. And he had them all to be gathered together for a very important purpose. Praise God. God was going to do something on Passover. Praise God. Passover would be a memorable time for the children of Israel. Praise God. That, in case you're wondering, is when Jesus Christ was crucified. Praise God. I like to turn over there to Matthew 27 and read just a little bit of some things that happened during that crucifixion. Praise God. In that day of Passover. Jesus is hanging on the cross. Amen. And he has just said, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Amen. And my God, that is to say, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. And then in the 50th verse, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil in the temple was rent in twain from the top to bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. I'd like to talk to you tonight about one more feast and one more shaking. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. About a month ago, I was in the seventh floor of the Jerusalem Shalom Hotel. Amen. I had got down on my knees by the bed and had just prayed in some depth the Lord's Prayer. I like to use that for an outline for a beginning of about every prayer because it's a good place to start. You see, if you pray the Lord's Prayer with any depth, amen, when you get up, you won't have an enemy in the world as far as you're concerned. Amen. You'll forgive everybody that's trespassed against you. You'll forgive everybody that's sinned against you. You'll forgive everybody that is indebted to you. Amen. Because the Bible said if you forgive not men their trespasses, in the same prayer, amen, neither your heavenly Father forgive you. Praise God. So I like to pray the Lord's Prayer. Many times I do that. It's a good way to start. Praise God. I had just prayed the Lord's Prayer and flipped to the 23rd chapter of Leviticus and was looking at those feasts, amen, and the hotel began to rock. Amen. I yelled at my wife, we're having an earthquake. Amen. I don't think that my prayers was what caused the earthquake to take place, but I do believe the Lord had me on my knees looking at those feasts to emphasize something to me when it happened. Amen. God don't do things by accident. Amen. I'm not like the proverbial woodpecker that Vance Havner told about that lit on the snag of a tree and began to peck, and at the same time the lightning struck it, killed the woodpecker, blew the tree all to pieces, and the woodpecker died thinking he did it. Amen. I don't necessarily think it was because of my prayer, amen, that God sent the earthquake down in southern Israel registered in Jordan side of the line, 7.2 on the Richter scale, but I believe the Lord was trying to say something to me. Amen. And here's what I believe the Lord was trying to say. We've already had the Passover, and Matthew said there was a great earthquake during the crucifixion of Jesus. Something great happened in that eventful Passover. The veil of the temple was rent in twain, and the graves were opened, and many of them that slept in the dust of the earth arose and appeared unto many. Amen. Just a few weeks later, after they were threatened repeatedly by the Sanhedrin, the same one that crucified the Lord, amen, they went to prayer again. And the Bible said when they had prayed in the fourth chapter of Acts, that the place where they were praying was shaken. Amen. And they went out and spake the word of God with boldness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Just a little bit farther down the road, Paul and Silas was down in the Philippian jail. By a stroke of several events, praise God, God was trying to revive Philippi. Amen. And Paul had just cast the devil out of the demoniac woman that was advertising him, and he decided he'd put up with it long enough. He didn't need the devil's advertisement. The woman that was advertising him, and he decided he'd put up with it long enough. He didn't need the devil's advertisement. Amen. The Bible said, beware when all men speak well of you. And he cast the devil out of the woman. It looked like he should have been given the biggest arena in town for revival to cast the devil out of a few more. All Paul and Silas got out of it was a jail sentence. But the Bible said they prayed and praised God at midnight. Glory to God. Amen. And the place was shaken. And a great earthquake. And the jailhouse fell apart. And the stocks fell off. And the jailer got saved and became a charter member of the church in Philippi. He's the one that started this midnight lunch after church business. Amen. That's put so many calories into the lives of the saints. Amen. The old song, I'd rather be on the inside looking out, closes that episode with these words. Then the hallelujah bunch went and had a midnight lunch. I'm so glad I'm on the inside looking out. That was after he bathed the wounds of Paul and Silas and his whole family got baptized. Woo! What a shaking in Philippi. Amen. The 12th chapter of Hebrews said there's going to be another one. He said he shall arise to shake terribly the earth, that the things which cannot be shaken might remain, praise God. Oh, glory to God. There's another shaking due to take place, and it's going to take place right shortly. I personally believe, you'll have to go along with me, the reason that God has Israel in all their generations, when they finally get it together, they're going to start having the Feast of Tabernacles again. Now, what is the Feast of Tabernacles? That's when they move out of their houses with running water and all the comforts of life and build them a little arbor out of willow trees and boughs and palm branches and live in them and worship God for 7 days. Amen. Ah, glory to God. There's something going to happen. There's one more feast that God has to do something special in. Amen. Ah, glory to God. And that's the Feast of Tabernacles. It don't matter whether you're on this side or the other side of the rapture. It'll be good to watch the 15th of October in Israel to see what's going to happen. Amen. Let me tell you about one thing that's going to happen. Amen. His feet, Zechariah said, shall stand upon the Mount of Olives. Amen. And there's going to be a great earthquake, and the mountains shall be split in two. Amen. Toward the east and toward the west. Praise God. Amen. A river is going to come out of Jerusalem and flow both directions. Our Jewish guide said the water from the Mediterranean is going to flow in. No, that's not what it said. It said the river shall flow toward the Dead Sea and toward the Mediterranean. It's going to split right on the mountaintop and flow both directions. Ezekiel said that there'd be many fishers fishing on each side of the river. It got so deep at times it couldn't be passed over. It was waters to swim in, praise God. Amen. God's going to shake the earth one more time. Why do you suppose he's going to have that crowd gathered together at the first day of the Feast of Tabernacles in little brush arbors outside their homes, outside their hotel rooms, outside the big stone limestone buildings of Jerusalem? Amen. It's a law that you have to build everything out of limestone in Jerusalem. There's just one problem. If you're in the house when an earthquake comes and those limestone buildings fall on you, you're a goner. Amen. There's probably more reason than one that God's going to have them out there in booths. Because that's the safest place to be in the time of an earthquake. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's another earthquake going to take place. What will it be? Will it be the advent of Christ with his church back to the earth when he splits the Mount of Olives? Amen. Will it be the first resurrection? Or will it be the resurrection of 144,000 and a number that no man can number of tribulation? Saints, what will it be? I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. You can watch October the 15th.
17th. I'm not predicting the end of the world. I'm not predicting the rapture. I'm not predicting the advent, but you can watch October the 15th. There's a good reason, amen, that God's got Israel on the outside. Why? There's one more shaking going to take place. There's one more mighty move of God that's going to take place. He's going to shake Jerusalem so bad, amen, it's going to be the equivalent of shaking it down to nothing and starting over again. He don't like what's going on in Jerusalem tonight. Amen.
Right. Praise God. Right. Hold on to that just a little bit. Yeah, I'll switch batteries here.
Extra batteries for your microphone. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. He said he's going to rise and shake terribly the earth. There's another shaking going to take place. Amen. And something's going to happen. October the 15th in one of the years in the near future. I don't know what year. I don't know what day it will fall on. And I don't know what hour it will fall on. But God don't like what's going on in Jerusalem today. Amen. God is so displeased with Jerusalem today, amen, that he calls it in the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation a city which is spiritually called Sodom. Amen. And then he tells us where that is. Amen. It's where the Lord was crucified. He don't like what's going on in Jerusalem. He don't like what's happening. Amen. He don't like all the building that's going on in Jerusalem. Amen. And so he's going to shake it down to ground level one more time. Don't you doubt that the import of that shaking that's going to take place in Jerusalem is going to reach into all the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. God will have Israel gathered together in booths, in little brush arbors, all over Jerusalem, from every nation in the world. Why did he have them gathered together from every nation in the world at that eventful Passover in Matthew 27 when the graves were open? And many of them that slept in the dust of the earth arose and appeared to them in the city. Praise God. So people all over the world, Jews from all over the world, could carry the phenomenal news. Praise God that people have been raising from the dead and have been dead for a long time. What a story they had to tell. 50 days later, praise God, he had them gathered together in. Again, the whole city was fraught and racked with rumors of what had happened. How that Jesus Christ had appeared to hundreds of eyewitnesses and they claimed that he had rose from the dead. A little group of disciples, according to Acts chapter 1, were sequestered in an upper room where abode Peter, James, and John and the rest of the disciples, amen, with the women, 120 in all, gathered in an upper room. But in Jerusalem, something else was happening. People from 17 and more different nations had gathered into Jerusalem to witness something. A phenomena was about to take place. They was about to see the church in its virgin birth. Praise God. They was about to witness the outpouring of the Holy Ghost in a measure unknown to that very time. God had poured out his Spirit on individuals down through the ages. And holy men had preached and wrote as they were moved upon in the Holy Ghost. But they were scattered and few and far between. A few prophets, a few kings. But he had said through all those prophets, in the last days I'm going to pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. When that crowd gathered together just like God intended for them to. Amen. 17 different nations heard them speak in other tongues and magnify God. A few of them were wise enough to know that they were all Galileans and they hadn't been schooled in other languages in the world. The Sanhedrin know that they hadn't even learned letters. They hadn't been trained or didn't have a degree from their seminary like a young man by the name of Saul of Tarsus had. Amen. These men were Galileans which spake. But here they are speaking supernaturally in all these different languages of wonderful works of God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a day that was. Praise God. When the Holy Ghost fell. What a time it's been since 100 years ago and better. Praise God. The people left their formal churches and went to the woods and the fields and the forest. And the old time camp meetings started. And you know what they had those camp meetings in? They had them in brush arbors and in the open air. Praise God. And in tents. Hallelujah. Sometimes they only had a platform for the speakers and the field was filled with people day and night seeking God, shouting the victory and the praises and the power of God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've seen in our lifetime the benefit of these great camp meetings. Amen. They may come to an end someday, not necessarily because God can no longer use the medium, but because same way that the United States of America is abusing their freedom, the church has abused the camp meeting. Amen. There was a time the camp meeting was a place to separate yourselves unto God. There was a time the camp meeting was a place to make special consecration. Amen. Brother Cook had wrote on a sign out beside Highway 66, no shorts, no pants, no immodest apparel on the campground. Amen. Hallelujah. Those that came on the campgrounds clad in such attire, they didn't get out of the car. Amen. There were no radios and no TVs allowed in the dorms. Amen. You went to camp. You stayed in church all day long. Amen. It's just about going out of style now. People don't want to go and separate themselves unto God. Amen. They want to sleep in a nice air-conditioned motel and commute back and forth. Amen. They catch the 6 o'clock news, get out in time to catch the 10 o'clock news at night and keep up on everything. There's a time you went to the camp meeting, praise God, and separated yourself unto God, and you didn't know what was going on in the world. Right. Amen. Right. You didn't even read a newspaper for 2 weeks. You didn't have time. You rested between the services and you sought God. Amen. It's different now. Amen. They'll pull on the camp meeting on the campgrounds and most of our camps in their RVs and in their trailers. Amen. And soon as they get plugged up to electricity, they've got the TV going to build them up for the service that night, I guess. Amen. To go to church with something spiritual on their mind, I guess. Amen. They catch up on the latest serials. They catch up on the latest happenings in the world and current events. Go to church high and dry. Amen. I drove past one of the camps at one time, had revival up in Pennsylvania. Amen. Associated with the that group that has the guest house in the Philippines. Amen. I can't remember their name, but Christian Missionary Alliance. That's it. Amen. Drove past their camp meeting. The people in their leisure are walking the roads in their shorts and clad in their immodest apparel. The camp meeting in Pennsylvania for Christian Missionary Alliance, amen, is just a worldly outing now where God is not even allowed in. You can't get a holiness preacher in edgewise in the average camp meeting today. That's why I say the campground is abused. Amen. When it becomes no longer of any good, God takes it away. That's why the altar is gone out of most churches today. If you don't use it, you just well take it out. Amen. People are not interested in the altar today. Amen. I'll tell you something. There's one more great shaking that's about to take place. There's one more earthquake that's about to take place. Amen. It's going to affect the whole world. The Bible said everything that can be shaken will be shaken, that the things which cannot be shaken might remain. Amen. Hallelujah. If there's a good shaking due for one of those days of the Feast of Tabernacles, I'd like to be in on the good side of it, wouldn't you? Amen. When Jesus comes, amen, I'd like to be on the good side of that, wouldn't you? With his eyes like a flame of fire, and out of his mouth goes a two-edged sword, praise God. Hallelujah! That great day of the Passover, many of them that slept in the dust of the earth arose and appeared to many in the city. Amen. I wonder what's going to happen when God steps on the scene and everything's just right. That last great feast. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Jesus stood up on that very great day of the Feast of Tabernacles one day, and cried, amen, if any man thirst, let him come unto me. He that believeth on me, out of scriptures, as the scripture saith, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. Does that give us a hint? Amen. That great earthquake, when living water flows out of Jerusalem, both directions, heals the waters of the Red Sea. Amen. That might be one of the things that's going to happen. What will it be? Will it be partial resurrection, partial rapture? Amen. What will it be? Glory to God. Will it be some token gathering of the redeemed, or will it be the return, the advent of Christ with his saints to the earth when that mountain cleaves himself and he saves Israel in one day? Amen. Glory to God. He don't like what's going on in Jerusalem today, all of it. There's one thing, however, that he has plenty to do with, and that's gathering Israel back. That's just according to the prophecy of Ezekiel and all the other prophets. He's going to bring them back. And when they come back, he said it won't be Judah and Israel divided when they come back. It's going to be one stick, one nation. 36th chapter of Ezekiel, 37th chapter of Ezekiel, the valley of dry bones comes together, as the prophet says, hear the word of the Lord. Praise God. There's going to be a revival in Israel. Will this Feast of Tabernacles, amen, usher in the new outpouring of Pentecost of the Holy Ghost on Jerusalem and signal the beginning of the great tribulation where 144,000 Jews are sealed? Very possibly. Very possibly. That'll be the very thing. I know this one thing, folks. There's one more shaking about to take place. And as I was on my knees in the Jerusalem Shalom Hotel on the seventh floor looking at these feasts and that earthquake took place, I felt like the Lord was trying to say to me, Richard, something great about to happen. And God has one more feast and one more shaking and one more manifestation, one more hour of glory. Amen. Well, praise God. And I think he wanted me to know that we're getting close to it. Praise God that we're getting close to it. Whew. Oh, folks, Amen. Not only does he not like what's going on in Jerusalem, and he calls it the 11th chapter of the book of Revelation, that city called Sodom spiritually. Why is it called Sodom spiritually? Because it's got all those idolatries on that hill where Christ, amen, was due to appear. All those idolatries, all those abominable heathen temples on top of that hill where Abraham offered Isaac. Amen. And so he calls it Sodom. Amen. Not only that, in that last 3.5 year period, the abomination of desolation will have been brought in right in the middle of the week. The image of the Antichrist will be set up in the temple. The false prophet with his power will give power to the image to speak. Daniel and the prophets and Jesus calls it the abomination that maketh desolate. Praise God. You don't like what's going on in Jerusalem right now. You don't like what's going on in Jerusalem a little bit later on. And so he calls those idolatries. He calls those abuses. He calls that unbelief. He calls that Antichrist spirit as they continue to reject Christ as Lord. He calls it spiritual Sodom. Amen. And he's going to shake that loose after a while. Amen. It's going to take a great shaking to shake Israel out of their indolence. Amen. It's going to take a great shaking to shake them out of their valley of decision. Multitudes in the valley of decision. Amen. That means a valley of threshing. That means a valley, praise God, where God separates the tares from the wheat. What takes place when you separate tares from wheat? You stomp on it. You let animals walk on it. You let the feet of men and animals walk on it. And separate the wheat from the chaff. And then you winnow it. Amen. He said he shall thoroughly purge his floor. Amen. Wait till he begins to stomp. Wait till the Son of God steps foot on the earth. There's one more shaking going to take place. Amen. And you haven't seen any earthquakes. Praise God. It's going to be so bad. The Bible said there'd be earthquakes in diverse places. Praise God. Terrible things are in the future. Why? Because men persist in their unbelief. But there's another feast. Amen. And something's going to fulfill that. And there's going to be a good reason, don't you doubt it, for them all to be outside. Amen. He said, when you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, he said, flee. Amen. Him is on the housetop. Don't let him come down the house, take anything out. Run for your life. Pray that your flight be not in winter. Amen. Or on the Sabbath day. Why? Because you won't be able to run far enough or fast enough to get away. Amen. There's another shaking about to take place. Amen. God's going to open things up again. Oh, yes. Ooh, don't get too bored, boy. It's going to wake up here a little bit. Praise God. Amen. Yeah, there's another great earthquake to take place. There's one more feast. One more shaking. Amen. I'd like to be on the good side of that. Let's pray for the service tonight. Amen.